I just discovered I like the inside of the rocket plant. Just because it's closer to the tree, so I can make
it. You just sat sort of straight, I tell you. Ether is not a paragon of sacrifice. But you do it when required. Well, so you had a pigeon and a mourning dove. Is that a mourning dove? Because I don't think that's a pigeon. And then, yeah, the grackle were getting taken out by some warbler type. Yellow-breasted sap sucker sort of bird. Nobody likes grackles. I don't like grackles either. Karen's kind of an opportunity birder. She'll just fall in love with whatever bird happens by. She's kind of like that, isn't she? It's not a bad thing. Anyway, wait. But it does offer us an interesting opportunity, Lee. If you really want to take...
What?
If you really want to take a Tucumcari sort of tack on things, if you want me to kind of look around a little bit. Here.
It's a good job.
It is a good job. I'm not saying anything bad about it. I just know you don't like it here.
I don't think you'd make it work.
No, I wouldn't, but I wouldn't have the expenses either. I really don't know. I don't know what's available. For all I know, they've got a director of IT job or something like that. And I could... 3/4 take over Mesaland.
That might close down.
You know, nothing's sure in this world. I don't know, Lee. You'd have to pray about such a thing. I'm just saying, you really want to get that cookie here.
I don't know if I want to get one
on. Oh. Yeah, I know that was one of our reasons for leaving. To get distance from it. Okay, well then, that doesn't have to be a particular consideration for it. It doesn't have to be permanent. Do you want to get the house back and try to do a different kind of deal with it? Do you want to try to trade it for something that we would like better further afield? Like a mountain property. Okay. That would be really difficult to work out. Because who on earth would need the chicken tray house? Well, no, there's other people working on the job, and not stuff like that. Do you want to hang on to it and just try to rent it? Or lease it? Well, the problem is, even with a lease, you're still the landlord. Damage happens is on your watch. We have to keep insurance on it. You know? We have to take care of all the crap that happens. Unless you're going to pull the Tucumcari stunt, which is You pay me rent, and I don't see jack squat to your place. You're going to have to do the best you can with it, which means that they're going to rip and tear and crap the place. But frankly, you can pay so that way anyway. I don't mean to be rude. The nicest places in Susan Carey can't sell, so they're just ending up being abandoned or sold out to nobody and getting crapped up. So there's no sense really running a very nice house there, because chances are you're not going to be able to, you know, to take advantage of it. I don't know. I don't like this either. It's just a question of what do we want the most? Do we want the house back? Or do we want them to continue paying, knowing that their payments are going to be different? Less. They're going to be lower. So I think we can restructure the terms of it. And one of the first restructurings is the interest rate's going up. You know, probably up to 9, maybe 10. Because they overextend themselves. Now, the court has to step in, kind of like a nanny for them. It's not a nanny for us. And they'll say, given what resources these guys have, this is what they can handle. And you go, okay. This is, I'm not excited about having somebody who's decided to declare bankruptcy and include me in it. This is therefore, yeah. How much can I legally raise the thing without being punitive and getting myself in trouble? And they say, establish the standard 3%. And you go, then 3% it is. How much are they going to be able to pay me? Well, 600. And you go, okay, let's calculate that out. Okay, the loan is now for 32 years, and whatever the 600 manifests at that interest rate. And you go, you know, I really don't end up having a choice, although I could come back at that point and say, you know what, that's just not worth it to me. Out the door. They can find someplace else to live. This house is way too big for them. They were getting all opulent when they looked at it in the first place. It's kind of surprising that they had 4. But, you know, I'm still in the house. I didn't sit there and, you know, I wasn't trying to act like their father to make sure that they weren't doing something stupid. I figured that was up to them. So yeah, we'll just see what comes. But we do need to make a motion for what we would prefer. And the question is how comfortable are you feeling? How comfortable do I feel filing those papers myself? Or do I want Chris to help me? I think I could do it myself, but I'd hate to make some kind of weird mistake.
Yeah.
And the question is it worth a couple of $100 to make sure that it's done right? Or at least that he becomes culpable if he screws up?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes?
I do.
Well then, I'll give him what I have.
I feel comfortable with this because I've not done this since I've been in the first
place. Yeah, who should I go and talk to? does not pay you for what those products give me, whatever it is. Because I know you just lost your job. Well, okay. You just quit your job. Because I can't think that you've got a lot of business, so I'm not asking you to be for free. It's up to you if you want to offer it for free, that's fine. Okay, well, I think that's what we'll do. We'll see what the structure comes out to. And hopefully he'll learn enough stuff to process or know about it or something. So I can ask these little questions like, if the settlement comes back and it's just unacceptable, you know, if it ends up being that what these guys can pay is going to make the loan go past 35 years. I said, I think that's actually beyond my reasonable lifetime, so I'm not interested in getting my children sucked into this particularly. Because of course I can't know that, but I can take reasonable precautions against it. Anyway, yeah. It says, this is what my original motion would be, but given, if it ends up being just pathetic, I guess I shouldn't even be too sad about pathetic, huh? Even if it does extend beyond my life, what difference does it make? That means my kids get free money. You know? That they never had to worry about. Chances are they won't live long enough to do it. And then the kid will end up being saddled with a house and disinfected if they don't, that they don't probably don't need it. That's fine. Folks have to handle it then. Whether they're confident or not. I need to contact Chris, I guess. He said he wanted to be a small-town country lawyer. Here's his chance. That means you have to know a little bit about everything and be prepared to do a whole lot of study to figure out what you don't know. And you go... No, he doesn't go through here.
No?
No. Why should he have to go through here? He doesn't do a dang thing like that. Why on earth would you have to do that? I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude, but... No. There's no meaning in through here.
Why are they doing this then?
Of course, in Albuquerque.
Oh.
No, you don't have to go to the thing in Albuquerque. You can file all the stuff electronically. You don't have to appear. I don't think there's anything weird about the situation. This is enough of a common situation that there's already rules around it. All you have to do is file properly. So if the court knows what's going on, and what our desires are. Our desires are, I want to keep making money. Even if it's structured and reduced. The really great thing about there's a couple of excellent things about bankruptcy, Lisa. Number one is they won't be able to get themselves into further debt and screw themselves up, right? Well, they will be heavily curtailed, which means that what. And there's going to be some lawyer with the, putting the screws on them to keep making the payments on the debts they already have. Because they're not getting forgiven. They're not vacating a thing. It's just a restructuring. But mine may very well be off of the books as far as they're concerned with, because of how these things are done.
Well, we need to find that out, too.
Well, it really depends on what the court says. You can't know anything until the court tells you what you got to know. Because they may decide, they may simply come back and say, you don't need a house that big. Therefore, we are going to return the house to the Nemrose. You no longer pay that bill anymore. You're going to have to rent or something like that. It'll be hard. It'll be life. It'll be, what do? Because it is. It's a huge house for them. Cost a ton. They were dreaming big when they bought it, silly people. Doesn't do me any good, because then I'll have to go around and try to sell it. But I'm going to be creative this time around. I probably won't use Mickey.
Put it up on Zillow?
Yeah. We'll put it up on various websites. I'll say that I'm willing to owner finance and I'm willing to trade.
No.
I am.
I'm not.
Why not?
Because I don't know if you have to offer the pain.
Lisa, then you say no. You are not.
I like it.
You are not Hornswoggle.
I will be fighting if you like it, and I will.
Lisa, we can be civil people. Don't curtail a wonderful possibility. Leave the options open for the Lord to bless us. Don't put a straitjacket on God. He can do some amazing things if you let him. There's plenty of upside down people who just want to get some value out of anything. And they might say, okay, here, God. I'll trade you and give you money. You always say, I want mountain property. Fine, mountain property is trees. And throw it out there. You should always tell people no. You are not obligated to do anything.
And water.
And water. Jeez. And a $5 million home. Just get to what you really want. Killing me. Lisa, don't I always bend to what you really want? I know you don't ever get what you really want. Money doesn't tolerate that, but you can always make a last, you can always have a last word. The problem is, you typically are your own worst enemy on these things. Unlike on this house. It's like if you didn't want it, don't take it. I said, we can rent for a while. I know it's a pain in the butt. I know we don't ever even want to unload. Blah, blah, blah. Make some decisions. Yeah. I was telling Justin about it yesterday morning, and he said, you know what, there was this one lady, says, the university actually has rooms that you can rent. It's reasonably cheap, I guess. I hear a lot of mess on the bill for that. They're going to want more money than I'm willing to spend, probably. And, you know. We've got all kinds of options. We could put this house back on the market. Dump it. Because you'll have a house in Coogan County if it real puts some stuff. You won't be out in the street. And I can come up here on Monday morning to your car. I can come back a Friday night. They won't like it because they kind of want to be able to call me whenever they want to. But honestly, as long as I've got the internet on the far side, I can remote in. So, we have a lot of options. But when it comes down to it, for all we know, the court will say, and if I was a bankruptcy judge, and I knew it was a four-bedroom house with this much space, I'd be the first one to say, no, 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 you don't even need a house that big. I don't know what kind of idiocy you are into. But yeah, that house is going away. You're not getting, you know, you're getting out. And you'll have to find other kinds of arrangements. So well, we can't get a house. And you go, yeah, it kind of sucks. Got a lot worse now.
You make poor choices.
Yeah, you make poor choices. And you go, you guys both live in Coogan County? Because you're going to have to rent. And you're going to have to rent some house that's where somebody will take you. And you'll be hard-pressed, maybe. And if they go, can we rent the house we're in right now? And I'll say, no, I don't want to be a landlord. I know it's just being a landlord, and I'm going to charge you more than what you were paying as a payment. Because I'm just not, and nobody's forcing me to, you know. When it's my property, I get to do what I want with my property. All the court's saying is, do I get the property back? Or do we set up a structured settlement? So I don't know which way this one will go. I'll give them my first choice. Which sounds like to me, Lisa, and tell me if I'm wrong, is that we still have the contract going.
Yes.
Okay. Now don't come to me in 2 months and say you didn't agree with that. Don't make me nuts. Don't do that. Please. I'll still love you, but I may yell and scream a lot because it's like, ah, how can I even discuss this with Lisa? Forget it. Next time I make all the decisions. And I do the best I can. And of course I won't because I love you too much. Even if you make me smack my head against the concrete for just going, why do I ask for her opinion? Then she comes back and makes me rue the day I ever let her make the decision. It's okay. We all struggle. We all have our troubles. I understand. So, okay. That's what we'll do. And then we'll just see, because it doesn't have to go the way that we hope it goes. All it is to determine how people feel, because sometimes that makes the decision easier. You know? If they say they want to get out from under the house, for all I know, that's exactly why they're doing bankruptcy. It's because that could free them from the house. Yeah?
Yeah.
And if I said I wanted the house back, and they said they didn't want the house, then it would be really easy for the bankruptcy court to say, hey, there you go. Everybody's in agreement there. It's a shame you guys couldn't talk to each other before and come to this decision.
Yeah.
Sad you had to do a bankruptcy thing. That's why I said, don't take people to court. Talk to them. Because the biggest thing is, I'm a little short, because now I'm not getting paid for a while, until this gets worked out. And the September 15th thing, that's a preliminary. That doesn't mean that's final. It could take longer. And you're going, I'm out all kinds of money now. That I would have had. I'm not out anything. If they keep paying me, they have to make up for that money they lost either on the front end or on the back end. It isn't free to them. I'll still get all the money. But if they turn it back over to me, it's like, well, I just lost 3 months. Thank you. I guess that's my thanks for trying to be charitable, you know, and let me have this house for a few years. Now I've got to fix it back up again. Fix all the stuff that you ignored. Great. You know, that's the break. I got to fix that fascia on that one side. Get all that stuff pulled together again. I'm going to have to repaint again. I love repainting that house. Pain in the butt. Anyway. Okay. Well, that's what we'll do all day. What we want to do is come back and say, Jason, I never said that. I can let you listen to it and say